Then are you not always in the process of? The answer is yes. You are always in the process of. The law of attraction is always unfolding and orchestrating events and circumstances to respond to your vibration and bring you more of the same. As you attract whatever it is you've desired, once it manifests, you'll generate a new desire and once again be in the process of. In the very moment you think about a new desire, talk about it, write about it, put it on your calendar or on a reminder note on your fridge. You have just begun the process of, because in each of these cases, you are giving your new desire attention, energy, and focus. So it is true. You are in the process of. Here are some examples of how to apply the tool I'm in the process of. Before applying the tool, I still haven't attracted my ideal mate. After applying the tool, I'm in the process of attracting my ideal mate. Before applying the tool, I'm still waiting for my ideal job. After applying the tool, I'm in the process of obtaining my ideal job. Before applying the tool, I haven't reached my goal weight yet. After applying the tool, I'm in the process of having a happier, slender body. Remember to use this expression whenever you're focusing on the doubt of not reaching your goals or manifesting your desires. Tool number 5. Use the expression, I've decided. Another way to rephrase your expression so they offer a positive vibration is to use the phrase, I've decided. Have you noticed that in most cases when you say, I've decided, it creates a strong positive emotion? I've decided I'm having this, or I've decided I'm doing that. Most people rarely use the word decide, yet it is an excellent way to take your focus off of lack and put it back onto your desire. I've decided I'm going to have more money in my life. I've decided I'm going to work 3 days a week. I've decided I'm going to be in a happy, healthy relationship. I've decided to start my own business. I've decided to attract my ideal job. You may have noticed that when some people experience contrast, they may declare loudly, that's enough. I've decided from now on I'm having it this way. So deciding is really about making a decision, and with that decision, you send out the vibration of what you want to attract. Decide more often. You'll feel instant relief from the positive emotions that come with each act of deciding. Tool number 6. Use the expression, lots can happen. I had a client, Jason, who was using the law of attraction to attract his ideal customer. I could hear in his words that he was trying to determine where his next major purchaser was coming from. He was saying things like, it seems like I've been waiting forever. I wonder when this is going to happen. Even though Jason had completed the entire 3-step process, there was still a part of him that doubted. The statements Jason was making about his next client had a negative vibration of lack or doubt. Jason was spending a lot of energy trying to figure out why he wasn't getting what he wanted and was noticing that he wasn't reaching his goals. Like Jason, you've probably spent some time noticing you haven't reached your goals. Here's some questions that I asked Jason to help him go from his place of not reaching his goals to a place of possibility. Can lots happen in the next few days? Can lots happen in the next week? Can lots happen in the next 30 days? Jason excitedly answered yes to all of these questions. The moment I reminded Jason about the phrase, lots can happen, I could see his relief. This experience also reminded him of times when lots happened even when he doubted lots could happen. Using this allowing phrase helped Jason shift his vibration from lack to abundance or from a negative vibration to a positive one. From now on, the moment you notice a lack of results, focus on the possibility that lots can happen. Tool number 7. Ask for information. Often, when we define our desires and get excited about attracting them, the doubt we may have stops the law of attraction from bringing them to us. If your desire is to have a full client base, for example, you may doubt that it is possible. However, you could desire to attract information that will help you with that goal. Try it. If you feel more hopeful after you've asked for information, then you just reduce your doubts, which allows the law of attraction to bring your desires to you more quickly. Examples. I'd like to attract some more information on where to get started with my new desire. I'd like the law of attraction to bring me some creative information on how I can manifest my desire. I'd like to attract some information and ideas about more ways to generate business. I'd like some information about where to network my new business. We have less resistance to accepting information, and as a result, information comes quickly because there's no negative vibration to stop it from coming. One of the best techniques for breaking things down is the one I used with Greg's financial situation. Even after completing the 3-step process, he still felt doubt that he could not have what he desired. I asked Greg just to take the first step, that is, to ask for and accept any information that fit with his desire to receive more money. Greg instantly got excited and said, "Oh, what a great start! I can attract information about what I need to do to attract more money. That's what I need. Now that I can do." Tool number 8. Make yourself an attraction box. An attraction box is used to collect things that represent your desire. Things you've cut out of magazines and newspapers, brochures for trips you want to take, or even business cards of people you want to work with. Your attraction box can be any type of container, as simple as a shoebox or as elaborate as a treasure chest. Each time you put something into your attraction box, what you are actually offering vibrationally is hope, and hope is a positive vibration. Instead of throwing out the catalogs and the flyers and saying things like, "I can't afford this," or "I'll never be able to have one of these," now you allow it. You do this because it's not your job to figure out where or when your desire is going to come. Just put it into your attraction box and leave the rest to the law of attraction. Tool number 9. Create a void or vacuum. A void or vacuum is always waiting to be filled. As an example, let's say you're looking for more clients. By making space in your filing cabinets for new clients, even by labeling some empty file folders with the words "next new client," it does two things. It sets the intention that you want to attract new clients, and it also creates a void to be filled. Saying, "I'm waiting for new clients," or "I have only a few clients," can be rephrased as, "I have room and space for new clientele." Do you hear how optimistic that sounds? Does it feel better? Some voids can be created intentionally. For example, go to your day timer and enter this on your calendar: "New client here," or "Next appointment goes here," or "Sales happen here." Now you've just created the void and intention to attract those things. When you look at your calendar, you'll be reminded of your intention of what you want to attract in those time slots, thus giving it more attention, energy, and focus. The other kind of void is unintentional. It's when a client cancels. When a client cancels, most people will complain or worry about the cancellation, spending too much time focusing on the cancellation and giving it a negative vibration. Spending too much time focusing on the cancellation and giving it negative attention. You can change the vibration by saying, "I've just created a void to attract a new client," or "I've just created some more room for another project in my business." Now that's allowing. Tool number 10, allow the law of attraction to figure it out. Sometimes it can get a little overwhelming thinking about your desire and all that you need to do to obtain it. You needn't be overwhelmed because the law of attraction will bring the results to you. At the very moment that you catch yourself saying, "I don't know how to figure this out. I don't know where to look. I don't know how to find this information. I don't know what to do next. I'm having problems finding this. I can't figure it out." Stop. Say to yourself, "That's not my job. I'm going to let the law of attraction figure this out." This lesson was a valuable one for my client and friend, Andrea. When she was first going into business for herself, she used the law of attraction to attract her ideal business. Using the three-step process, Andrea discovered a business that really got her excited by allowing her to shop every day. She also used the law of attraction to find financing and the perfect location for her clothing consignment store. Every step of the way, whenever any tough questions came up and Andrea would worry about the details, I would say to her, "That's not your job. Let the law of attraction figure it out." Although the law of attraction took care of the big questions, Andrea still had to do the follow-up actions. For example, after she found the name of the perfect banker, she still had to make an appointment to see him and arrange financing for her shop. There comes a time when you need to take action. As you let the law of attraction figure it out and you start to receive things that are in alignment with your desire, you can then decide when to take action. Your job is not to try to figure things out intellectually, but to let the law of attraction figure it out. Wrapping up step 3, allowing. You have completed the third step of deliberate attraction, allowing. Here's what we've covered in this section. Allowing, the third step of the deliberate attraction process, is the most important step. Allowing is the absence of doubt. Doubt is a negative vibration. The negative vibration of doubt cancels the positive vibration of a desire. A limiting belief is a repetitive thought. When you say, "I can't because," you've just uncovered a limiting belief. Finding proof helps you remove doubt. Finding evidence that others are having or doing what you want to have or do helps remove your doubt. The purpose of allowing tools is to help you remove doubt. 10 allowing tools. Celebrate the evidence of proof. Record proof of the law of attraction. Appreciation and gratitude. Use the expression, "I'm in the process of." Use the expression, "I've decided." Use the expression, "Lots can happen." Ask for information. Make yourself an attraction box. Create a void or vacuum. Allow the law of attraction to figure it out. Putting it all together. Now that you've learned how to use the law of attraction to get more of what you want and less of what you don't want, you can start using the tools from this audiobook right away. Beyond the three-step formula. Three additional areas of interest. Become more abundant and attract more money. Relationships and your vibration. Parents and teachers, learn how to teach law of attraction to children. Abundance is a feeling. Be more deliberate to include the feeling of abundance in your current vibration, your vibrational bubble. Become more abundant and attract more money. You have learned so far that all feelings give off vibrations, either positive or negative. Abundance is a feeling, and that's good news. Why? All feelings can be duplicated. Abundance is a feeling, and that feeling has a corresponding vibration that you can duplicate. In many cases, people are duplicating the feeling of lack, sadness, or hopelessness simply by the thoughts and the words they use. Given that you can generate feelings by your words and thoughts, you can learn how to duplicate the feelings of abundance more intentionally by changing the way you use your words and thoughts. Law of attraction doesn't know if you are generating a thought by remembering, pretending, creating, visualizing, or daydreaming. It simply responds to our vibration in that moment. And remember, we can only send out one vibration at a time. By creating the vibration of abundance more deliberately and more often, we are including it in our vibrational bubble more often, thus increasing abundance in our life. Your objective is to include the vibration of abundance in your vibrational bubble as often and as long as possible. The good news is, it is easy to duplicate the vibration of abundance. You may be abundant in your life every day and haven't noticed it, celebrated it, or talked about it, therefore not including it in your vibrational bubble. Build a list of all the sources and resources where money and abundance can come from. Most people, when asked, how could you get more money, answer by saying they could work more hours to earn more money or get a part-time job to earn more money. For these people, their belief that this is the only way to increase their abundance is a limiting belief. There are actually many, many other ways where abundance is evident in your life. Here is a partial list of areas that can be deemed as abundant. In other words, when you experience anything on the following list, for most people, it generates that feeling of abundance within them. You may also notice that in many cases, the feeling of abundance is not always related to money. Sources of abundance. Some examples. Someone treats you to lunch or breakfast or dinner. Someone gives you free advice or coaching. You receive gifts. You receive free transportation or lodging. You get your second cup of coffee free. Someone gives you a prize. You buy something at a discount or on sale. You get to use air mile points. You win door prizes. You trade or exchange with somebody. You sell your products or services. Add more of your own. Tools for including the vibration of abundance in your vibrational bubble. Tool number one, record evidence of your abundantness. Keep a daily log of all the sources from which you are receiving abundance. This will significantly help you in noticing abundance in your life. Keeping a daily log shows you concrete proof or evidence that abundance does exist and is already present in your life. Celebrate. When you notice abundance, celebrate the evidence of it in your life. And while celebrating, know that you are offering the positive vibration of abundance. Remember, at every moment, including right now, the law of attraction is responding to the vibration you are offering and giving you more of the same. Keeping this log encourages you to spend more time celebrating your abundantness, thereby including it in your vibrational bubble more frequently. Here is an example of an entry in a daily log to track abundantness. I'm abundant. Today I attracted abundance when a friend paid for my lunch. During lunch, I received a half hour of free coaching. I had free transportation to and from the airport. I received a check from a client. I received a thank you email. I got a deal on my new eyeglasses. Maintain your own daily log. Do this exercise for the next 7 days, and you will notice yourself saying, I'm so abundant. I've attracted evidence of abundance every day for the last 7 days. Or, I'm so abundant. I've attracted hundreds of dollars of free advice in the last 7 days. Ideally, you would continue to do this well beyond 7 days. Become more deliberate in your offering of the vibration of abundance, and the law of attraction will bring you more of the same. Tool number two, always say yes to money. A lot of people feel challenged to say yes when someone offers to pay for their lunch, or buy them a gift, or wants to simply give them money. Many people, when offered to have their lunch paid for, respond with, no, that's okay, you don't need to do that. Or, oh no, I'll pay for my own, you don't have to buy me lunch. Or, oh no, I couldn't. Does that sound like you or someone you know? In all of these statements, you can hear resistance to receiving money. The new you, however, will learn to say, thanks, I would like that, and you'll start to feel good about it. You may experience discomfort at first, but as you continue to say yes, it will get easier, and you will feel your resistance fading away. This, in turn, opens your allowing for more money. Start saying yes to money today. Tool number three, hold on to that check. Do you want to raise your vibration when it comes to receiving more money? Then hang on to checks you've received for a little bit longer. Instead of cashing a check the day you get it, holding on to it will generate more vibrational value if you observe it for a day or more. Every time you view the check, you will get a little jolt of excitement that will be offered to the law of attraction. Remember that each time you feel that little jolt of excitement, you are now including that vibration in your vibrational bubble. When you notice that something made you excited about money, do it over and over again. The law of attraction is always responding. Wrapping up abundance and attracting more money. Here's what we've covered in this section. Be more deliberate to include the feeling of abundance in your current vibration. Become aware of many different sources of abundance. Recording evidence of abundance increases your attention to the vibration of abundance. Your job is to include the vibration of abundance as often as possible in your vibrational bubble. Celebrate the moment you notice you've attracted something abundant. Three tools to help you attract abundance more deliberately. Record evidence of your abundantness. Always say yes to money. And hold on to that check. Relationships and your vibration. Have you noticed at times when you meet someone that within seconds you're saying to yourself, I don't like their energy? At other times you meet someone and you can tell you're hitting it off with them within seconds because you catch yourself saying, I sure like their energy. These kinds of experiences show that you've already been picking up other people's energy or vibes. If we were to measure your vibration on a scale of 1 to 100, 100 being a very high vibe and 1 being a very low vibe, where would your vibe be? Imagine a radio dial showing station 0 to station 100. All the radio stations between 0 to 50 are negative talk radio, and all the stations from 50 to 100 are positive talk radio. Your vibes are similar to the vibes of radio frequencies. When you are feeling really good and everything is working out in your life, things come to you easily and everyone in your life is positive. We could say that your vibe is as high as 98.5 on the radio dial. How can you tell when you're on 98.5? You can tell by how you feel. When your vibe is high, it means there's little to no negative vibration around you. When there is little to no negative vibration around you, then everything comes to you much quicker. You start attracting relationships that are of a similar vibration. Some of you may also notice that you've been moving up the dial, raising your vibration. You start attracting like-minded and like-vibration people in all areas of your life. The distance between your vibration and someone else's vibration is equal to the amount of resistance or negativity you feel when you are with them. On the other hand, many of you may also be familiar with the saying, negativity breeds negativity. Most of us have people in our lives that aren't on station 98.5 at the same time we are. Recall a time in your life when your vibration was high. You're having one great experience followed by another, and you love everything in your life. Then your phone rings. You look at the call display, and it's somebody in your life that's at a much lower vibration than you. As a matter of fact, just seeing their name lowers your vibration. Let's call this person your negative Nelly. Your negative Nelly? Some people may ask, how can I even attract a negative Nelly if I have such a high vibration? The answer is simple. You didn't necessarily attract them by choice. The negative Nelly in your life could be, for example, your partner, workmate, colleague, child, parent, or neighbor. Let's say, for example, that negative Nelly's vibration is consistently low on station 30.1, and your vibration is on 98.5. Imagine on a radio dial the amount of distance between your vibration and negative Nelly's vibration. The amount of distance between your vibration and someone else's vibration is equal to the amount of resistance or negativity you feel when you're with them or when you talk to them. In the past, you may have said, hey, negative Nelly brings me down. The truth is, negative Nelly didn't bring you down. You lowered your dial or vibration to match theirs. How to hold your positive vibration. What can you do in the future to maintain your vibration at 98.5 when you are talking to people who are at a much lower vibration? Just like you can select a station or vibration on your car radio, you can also have a higher vibration and stay there, despite having negative Nelly in your life. Here's how to do that. The next time your negative Nelly calls you and starts to talk about how sad their life is or how they don't like their job, don't have enough money, or a satisfying relationship, you have two choices. Choice number one, you can buy into that conversation, which then lowers your vibration to match theirs. Or choice number two, when you hear them say what they don't want, you can simply ask them, "So, what do you want?" Remember that as a negative Nelly goes from what they don't want to what they do want, their words change. And when their words change, their vibration changes, so they now offer a new, higher vibration. As their vibration rises, it gets closer to matching yours. And the closer their vibration is to yours, the more harmonious your vibrations become. Now you understand that when you meet somebody and you hit it off with them, saying to yourself, "Did I ever click with them?" or "Our chemistry was good," you really mean that your vibrations are in harmony. When you meet somebody and before you even learn their name, you catch yourself saying, "Wow, I don't like their energy. They're not my type." It's an indicator that your vibrations are not in harmony. Your job is to look after your vibration and steer any conversations that you might have with people to be more uplifting and positive. You do that by remembering to gently ask the question, "So what do you want?" thus helping the other person achieve a more positive and therefore higher vibration. Attracting your ideal relationship. I'll use the word relationship here to indicate many kinds of relationships. Perhaps your ideal partner, business relationship, your relationship with your children, parents, neighbors, work colleagues, students, or clients. Now we'll get started by using the three-step formula for law of attraction to learn how to attract your ideal relationship. Reminder, the contrast you've experienced in the past will be helpful for your future. Knowing what you didn't like about a past partner or a past date is very useful to you. You can use this information to help you get clarity about the kind of partner you do want. For example, if you don't want someone who works too much, what do you want? If you don't want someone who is not adventurous, what do you want? If you don't want someone who is not interested in dancing, who is not romantic, or not a good listener, etc., what do you want? Understanding what you don't want will help you generate more clarity about what you do want, and your clarity becomes your new, clear desire. The easiest way to do this is to say to yourself, "So what do I want?" It sounds simple, and it is. When you change your observation from what you don't want to what you do want, the vibration changes. When you change your vibration, the results will change. Notice, too, how you feel when you get clear about something. It feels good when we say, "Ah, that's exactly what I'd like." This new clarity has now become your desire, and that is the first step to manifesting your ideal relationship. If you're not truly offering a vibration of the way you want it to be, then the law of attraction cannot respond to it. In other words, you are saying that you want this kind of person, but you're sending out a vibe that is different than your desire. One way to check what vibration you are sending out is to observe what you are receiving in your life. It's always a perfect match to whatever you're offering vibrationally. Most people, while in the process of attracting their ideal relationship, will often spend time noticing that they have not been attracting exactly what they want. That noticing is causing them to send the vibration of lack, a negative vibration. Stop observing what you are not attracting, and you'll stop giving it your attention, energy, and focus. Your job is to look for the parts of a relationship or the characteristics of a date that are matching your desire list and give those your attention. Your vibration will change, and the law of attraction will bring you more of the same. Tips for attracting your ideal relationship. Tip number one, don't tell anyone your date was a flop. Don't email your friends about it. Don't talk about it with your girlfriends. Don't write about it in your journal. Remember that the law of attraction doesn't know if you're remembering something, complaining about it, or worrying about it. The law of attraction will simply bring you more of whatever it is you are focusing on. Tip number two, build your contrast list. Come home from your date and build a list of all the things that you didn't like about your dating experience and convert each item of contrast on your list into another thing that you clearly want. Tip number three, move on if it doesn't feel right. If it didn't feel good on the first date, it usually doesn't get better. So simply move on to the next date, adding to your clarity list each time. Tip number four, tell why it matches. Spend time talking about it, writing about it, and daydreaming about what is matching. Give what you like more attention, energy, and focus. Wrapping up, relationships and your vibration. Here's what we've covered in this section. At every moment, you are sending a vibration, either positive or negative. When your vibration is high and someone else's is lower than yours, you feel resistance or negative vibration. To help maintain a high vibration when you're dealing with others who have a lower vibration, ask them, "So what do you want?" when they are complaining or talking about what they don't want. Use the deliberate attraction process to attract your ideal relationship. Four tips for attracting your ideal relationship. Don't tell anyone your date was a flop. Build a list. Move on if it doesn't feel right. Tell why it matches. Parents and teachers, learn how to teach the law of attraction to children. Imagine having everyone in your family or classroom practicing the law of attraction. This section is dedicated to giving you information, tools, and fun games to help you teach the message of the law of attraction to children in an easy way. When teaching adults, it is common to use words like manifestation, vibrations, synchronicity, serendipity, and coincidence. When teaching the law of attraction to children, it's important to talk to them at their level using words they can relate to. Tip number one, keep your words simple. Instead of using the word vibration, use vibes. Recently, when asked to speak to a group of 10-year-olds in their classroom, I decided to begin my presentation by using a word they could relate to. My question to them was, "Can you give me some examples of negative vibes?" I used the word vibes in place of vibration. The students quickly waved their hands in the air. These are some of the examples they shared. "When my mom doesn't have her coffee, she has negative vibes. When my parents fight in the house, I can feel negative vibes. When I see a bully at school, I feel negative vibes. Being in a scary building that's dark gives me negative vibes." Clearly, these kids knew exactly what a negative vibe was, and they agreed that being around others who had negative vibes or having a negative vibe themselves was not a great feeling to have. Tip number two, get children to buy in or own a new concept by getting them to answer the questions from their own experience. Next, I used a picture of a light switch on the blackboard, showing the on and off position. On meant you had a positive vibe, and off meant you had switched off your positive vibe and had a negative vibe instead. After having the students agree it felt better to have a positive vibe instead of a negative one, I asked them if they wanted to learn how to change their negative vibe to a positive vibe. They all excitedly said yes. I asked them to write these three words down in their notebooks in big letters, don't, not, and no. I then explained that when we use these words, we feel negative. I asked them to give me examples of when these words were used in their lives. You can bet they had quite a list to give me. Here are some examples. Don't be late. Don't get your clothes dirty. Do not run in the halls. Don't leave your coats on the floor. No bullying. Don't play ball in the house. Don't eat or drink near the computer. After making a list of all the examples on the blackboard, I suggested we read them together out loud. They all agreed that just saying the list out loud did indeed feel negative. In other words, I proved the point and they agreed. In doing so, I had surfaced the problem, and next I presented them with a solution. Tip number 3. Kids love a secret. Choosing my words carefully once again, I told them I would teach them a secret way to turn the light switch from the off, negative vibe position to the on, positive vibe position. I intentionally chose the word secret because I knew they would treat it as something special and really want to remember it. They loved it when I told them that this secret was one that very few grown-ups knew, and that with this secret they could change any negative vibe into a positive one. The students learned that the secret to switching their vibes was to ask themselves a very simple question. Each time they heard themselves say, "don't not or no," they were to ask themselves, "so what do I want?" Revisiting their list of don't, not, and no's, we came up with a "so what do I want" list. The students were eager to share their answers to this secret question. They took their don't, not, and no list, don't be late, don't get your clothes dirty, don't run in the halls, don't leave your coats on the floor, no bullying, don't play ball in the house, and don't eat and drink at the computer, and they asked themselves the question, "so what do I want?" Arrive on time. Keep your clothes clean. Walk in the halls. Hang up your coats. Play nicely. Play ball outside. Eat or drink at the table. As I reviewed this list with the students, they all agreed that saying what they did want felt better than saying what they didn't want. By applying tips 1, 2, and 3, these students grasped the entire concept of changing their vibration from negative to positive easily and quickly. I knew they'd be going home eager and enthusiastic to share this message with their parents and friends. So again, I reminded them they had a secret, and in order to keep the secret special, they needed to be gentle when telling others about it. This way, the next time their parents, siblings, or friends use the words don't, not, and no, they could gently ask the secret question, "so, what do you want?" Tools for teaching the law of attraction to children. Tool number 1, magnetic board game. An easy game to implement within any family or small group of children is the don't, not, and no magnetic board game. Prepare a magnetic board or something similar by writing the name of each family or group member across the top. Using fun magnets, the objective of the game is to get and keep the most magnets under your name at the end of each week. Start off by giving each person 5 magnets. Each time a member hears anyone use the words don't, not, and no, the player who used those words loses a magnet to the player who noticed. Decide on a reward for the winner at the end of the week, and keep it fun. Display your magnetic board in a central location. For families, an ideal place would be near your dinner table or on your fridge door so you can refer to it often. This is a fun game, so parents and teachers, you play too. Tool number 2, on-off light switch poster. This poster will be a useful visual aid for younger children. Use it to help them understand the difference between feeling negative and positive emotions or vibes. First, together with the child, build a list of words that represent negative and positive emotions. Have the child help you place these words describing positive emotions on the on side of the light switch poster. Do the same for the words describing negative emotions, placing them on the off side. As a parent or teacher, whenever you notice a child expressing an emotion, use the poster and have them find that emotion on the off side or on side of the light switch poster. This poster will help reinforce their understanding between positive and negative vibes. Display the poster somewhere prominent where you can refer to it often. Tool number 3, the secret question reminder. The purpose of this tool is to help children remember the secret question whenever they use the words don't, not, and no. using a wide rubber band or medallion, have your child or student label it secret. Now the child can wear it as a tool to help them remember to ask themselves, so what do I want? Tool number 4, family or group meeting. For older children and teens, a weekly meeting can be a good way to learn and share about the law of attraction. I've included a list of questions that you can incorporate into your meetings. Are you noticing that you are reducing the number of times you use don't, not, and no? When have you caught yourself using the words don't, not, and no? Who have you taught or shared the law of attraction with this week? What evidence have you noticed that you're attracting more of what you want and less of what you don't want? What would you like to attract more of this week? To continue practicing the law of attraction between meetings, make sure everyone has each other's permission to give support in asking, so what do you want? Ask permission and give permission. Do I have your permission to mention when I notice you using don't, not, and no? I give you my permission to point out to me every time you notice I'm using them. Wrapping up, teaching the law of attraction to children. Here's what we've covered in this section. Simple words like vibe and secret are powerful teaching tools. Ask questions that get kids to relate to concepts from their own experience. Buy-in. Use visual aids with younger children. Light switch poster, for example. Reinforce with games and rewards. Parents, be sure to participate. Ask permission and give permission. Keep it fun. Putting it all together. Now that you've learned how to use the law of attraction to get more of what you want and less of what you don't want, you can start using the exercises and tools from this audiobook right away. Refer to this audiobook often for guidance. You can also make use of other resources, such as articles, teleclasses, seminars, related e-zines, and websites. You now have the tools to let the law of attraction improve your life. I wish you pure joy. Staying connected to the message of the law of attraction. Support and resources. Surrounding yourself with others who practice the law of attraction will help you to consistently offer a positive vibration. But how do you go about finding these people? One way is to use the deliberate attraction process. Use the power of the law of attraction to bring like-minded people into your life. Start a law of attraction group in your city. Read other books dedicated to the law of attraction. Thank you for listening. Remember, you don't always get what you want, but you always get what you vibrate.
This has been an Ashet audio production of Law of Attraction, written and read by Michael J. Lozier, produced by Michelle McGonigal, directed by Linda Korn, recorded by Joby Baker, post-production by John Colucci. Law of Attraction is also available in print from Wellness Central, a division of Ashet Book Group. Text copyright 2006 by Michael J. Lozier. Audio production copyright 2010 by Ashet Audio. All rights reserved. Except as permitted under the U.S. Copyright Act of 1976, no part of this publication may be reproduced, distributed, or transmitted in any form or by any means, or stored in a database or retrieval system without the written permission of the publisher.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.